All right, welcome to the exercises part of this grammar lesson, 26.1. Complete the sentences using can or be able to. Use can if possible, otherwise use be able to. This should not be difficult. Let's read the examples. Number one, Gary has traveled a lot. Here's an interesting information, by the way. This book is based in British English. And as you may or may not know, there's a difference between British and American English. Because not only in pronunciation, which is the obvious part, but also in spelling and in just the general usage of words that Brits use as opposed to Americans. And for example, Gary has traveled a lot. Traveled is spelled with double L, which is the correct way of spelling, but in America, we would spell it with one L. So we would say, Gary has traveled a lot, one L. Whereas Gary has traveled a lot, pronounced the same way, is British. That's just an FYI. I figured you might be interested. Okay, let me read it again, the example. Gary has traveled a lot. He can speak 5 languages, right? He's able to speak 5 languages. Good for Gary. Number two. I haven't been able to sleep very well recently, right? Haven't been able to is present perfect. We know that we only use can in present and past. Therefore, we're going to use be able to. I haven't been able to. Remember, present perfect is formed by have plus the third form of the verb to be, so been. All right, let's see how you guys do. Number three, Nicole blank drive, but she doesn't have a car. A minute to write it down. All right, so again, it says use can if you can, if possible, otherwise use be able to. So Nicole blank drive, but she doesn't have a car. Nicole can drive, right? But she doesn't have a car. Now, mind you, we could use Nicole is able to drive, but it's just more common as it says in the book. So we're gonna use can when we can. Funny, right? All right, number four. I used blank stand on my head, but I can't do it anymore. Interesting. A minute to write it down. All right, So I used to blank stand in my head, but I can't do it anymore. Remember, used to. Now, this kind of exercise I like because it actually has a lot of reference to the kind of grammar that we already studied. Used to plus infinitive means a habit in the past. It's just a couple classes ago, right? You must remember it still. So I used to is clearly, since it's not a simple past or present, we're going to use be able to. So I used to. Be able to stand on my head, but I can't do it anymore, right? So I used to be able to stand on my head, but I can't do it anymore. Good. Number five. I can't understand Mark. I've never blank understand him. A minute to write the answer down. All right. So I can't understand Mark. I've never blank understand him. Again, another throwback to the past. As they say in the social networks vernacular, it's TBD. So I've never blank understand him. I've never is clearly present perfect. Therefore, we know we cannot use can. We're going to use be able to. So I've never been able to understand him. I have never been able to understand him. Good. Number six. I can't see you on Friday, but I blank meet you on Saturday morning. Interesting. A minute to write the answer down. All right. I can't see you on Friday, but I meet you on Saturday. Wait, is this a possibility? I think it is. Therefore, we use I could meet you on Saturday morning. So I can't see you on Friday, but I could meet you on Saturday morning. Good. Number seven. Ask Catherine about your problem. She might blank help you. A minute to write the answer down. All right. So ask Catherine about your problem. She might help you. She might be able to help you. Conditional. Very good. Okay, moving on. 26.2. Write sentences about yourself using the ideas in brackets. Number one, something you used to be able to. Used to be able to, habit in the past, right? Or ability in the past. I used to be able to sing well. That means that now he or she cannot sing well. Mm-hmm. Number two, something used to be able to do. Which is the same thing, right? Interesting. So, something you used to be able to do. I used blank. A minute to write your answer down. All right, something you used to be able to do. I used to be able to play the piano well, which means that now I can't play it well. Well, practice, basically. You need a lot of practice, like in languages, to be able to do things like this. All right, number three, something you would like to be able to. I'd blank. A minute to write your answer down. All right, something you would like to be able to do. I would like to be able to speak Japanese fluently. Yes, secretly, I have been studying Japanese, but it's a very difficult language to study. Nothing like English. You have no excuses. You really have it easy because English happens to be one of the easiest languages out there today. Why? Well, it's only 16 tenses. It's easy to pronounce. There are no changes in the plural, third singular form. So there's no lei or tu. There's always you. And that makes it a lot easier, right? A lot less formal. So English is one of the easiest languages there really is to learn. So, yes. I hope this did not demoralize you in any way, and if anything, this should make you feel that you can do it, right? You can understand and you can memorize all of these grammar forms. I know sometimes it might seem like, oh my God, another grammar topic, it never ends. Well, guess what? It does. It will end eventually, and all you need to do right now is practice, 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 because eventually it becomes automatic. So once you study it enough and you start speaking and using it in your, you know, in your speaking with other people when you speak English, for example, when you travel or, I don't know, when you have to speak, give a report in English, for example, maybe someday you'll need to give a report in English at university. This is when these forms, by then, this form should be automatic, right? So right now you practice, you do the exercise, but then eventually it's going to be automatic. You will not need to think, is it be able to or is it can? It comes automatically, all right? Okay, number four, something you have never been able to do. I've blank a minute to write the answer down. All right, something you have never been able to do. I've never, this is tricky. I've never been able to play baseball well. I've never been able to play baseball well. Actually, in America, baseball is for guys, at least in high school, when we used to play it, and for girls, it used to be called softball. It's basically the same thing, same rules, but a little bit of bigger ball and a bigger bat. Kind of, they think it's going to make it easier, but really, it's not. So my answer is, I've never been able to play baseball well. I would really love to hear your answers to these questions, but unfortunately, I can't. Hey, maybe at exam, if we have to do the oral exam, which I really hope we don't, I might ask you this. Okay, moving on. 26.3. Complete the sentences with can, can't, could, couldn't, plus the following verbs, which are come, eat, hear, run, sleep, and wait. So number one, I'm afraid I can't come to your party next week. All right. Number two, when Dan was 16, he blank 100 meters in 11 seconds. A minute to write this down. Okay, so complete the sentence with can, can't, could, couldn't. When Dan was 16, so past, he could run 100 meters in 11 seconds. Wow, that's really fast. So he could run. How do we know that we have to use past? Well, when Dan was 16. Therefore, he could run 100 meters in 11 seconds. Great. Number three. Are you in a hurry? No, I've got plenty of time. I blank a minute to write it down. Okay. All right. So, are you in a hurry? No, I've got plenty of time. I can wait. All right, number four. I was feeling sick yesterday. I blank anything. A minute to write the answer down.